Welcome to Healing House with Dr. Eileen. Dr. Eileen, isn't it? Welcome to Healing House with Dr. Eileen. Dr. Eileen is an international healer, speaker, teacher, and published author of her latest book, Frequencies. Share the next half hour with us as we journey to find balance of body, mind, and spirit in an unbalanced world. We then invite you to call in or log into our chat and share your thoughts and insights. And now your host, Dr. Eileen.
Well, hello everyone and happy Thursday. This is Dr. Eileen here at Healing House Radio. It has been an amazing, amazing week, time, month. Wow. And it is just an awesome, life is awesome. You know that? Life is totally awesome. It's fun until it's not, but I guarantee it will get fun again. So today we're talking about comfortable discomfort. We're talking about how people can be able to find that eye of the storm and to actually be able to be in an uncomfortable moment without having to own the discomfort of it. So if you would like to call in, the toll-free number is 877-697-9725. Our guest call-in number for those who are down in the LA area, 424-258-9337. So today, let's talk about what makes us uncomfortable. And when I think about the times I feel most uncomfortable, it's the times when I don't feel safe. Now, that could be mental discomfort, spiritual discomfort, or physical discomfort. But really, all three come from a place of not feeling safe, not feeling balanced. And as I've mentioned before, safe means the state after finding equilibrium. Before we manage to reach that balance point, things can get a little tough. Things can get a little scary. So let's talk about physical discomfort. Now, there's a lot of folks out there who are experiencing various types of physical discomfort, and that could be something as minor as a sprained back or a twisted ankle. You know, something that it's not fun, but, you know, you rest, you take care of it, you back off of activity, and after a few days, you feel better. Or it could be, you know, some really serious, intense stuff. It could be cancer. It could be chronic pain. It could be cluster headaches and migraines or, you know, due to an accident or something. You know, a lot of stuff can happen to the body. And pain brings us to that place of not feeling safe because there's a part of us that wonders, will the pain end? Will I be able to get out of this? Will I be able to move past this? And we feel just so miserable at that point that it just seems to perpetuate itself. So in being able to find comfort during the discomfort, especially on a physical level, the first part of it is remembering this will pass. One way or another, it will pass. You will go back to a state of less discomfort, of less pain. Now, that may require anything from as minor as taking some time off for yourself, relaxing, resting, and really taking good care of yourself in a way that you probably do very well for others but don't do as much for yourself. Or it goes into a place of, what do I need to do to manage it? Who do I need to talk to? Who do I need to consult with? How can I turn this into a learning opportunity? And maybe you need to go see someone. Maybe you need to see a massage therapist. Maybe you need to see a chiropractor. Maybe you need to see a pain specialist. Maybe there's a lot of things that you could do, but the first step in being able to go into the comfortable place of discomfort is knowledge. The more you know, the more empowered you are. And really, that goes with almost any discomfort. The more you know, the more you are able to say, all right, here are the facts in this issue. You know, this is what I'm dealing with. If I don't know what I'm dealing with, who do I need to talk to find out about it? Just by being in it and not acknowledging it and trying to hold off that fear and create, yes, there are tons of positive affirmations, and those are amazing and wonderful, and I do believe in them. And I really feel that action needs to be put behind the thought, some type of action, some type of either, okay, you know, I have this pain, I can't explain it, I don't know what it is, it nags on, who do I need to talk to find out what's going on? And if the first person you talk to doesn't give you any information or tells you something that does not resonate with you, go to someone else. Do not take that one spot, that one opinion, because ultimately this is about you. No one can tell you what your level of discomfort is. Only you can decide that. The mindset that created it, the mindset that brought it about, the experiences that brought it about, and the energy that you put behind it are all going to be a part of what brings you out of it. And I really want to stress that. The idea of feeling powerless against discomfort, it's an illusion, especially if it's discomfort that we brought onto ourselves. If we had the power to create the discomfort, if we take on the responsibility, I mean, and like, as I said, there are certain discomforts, things with terminal illness, things with chronic pain. Okay, this isn't about taking responsibility for it as in it's your fault or you did something wrong. Please, please, please do not take that from what I'm saying, because that is not my intention. What I mean by take responsibility for it is taking a good, solid look at the source of your discomfort, or as what is making you uncomfortable, and going, okay, what part do I play in this? Is there a part of this that is involved in a story that I'm telling myself? And more than likely, it's a very hard story. But by taking a look at it and saying, okay, there's 20%, 50%, 70% of this issue, yes, you know, I will take responsibility for, that means that 20, you know, 40, 70% of the solution is yours. And you can make it better by whatever percentage you're willing to admit responsibility to. So when it comes down to mental or spiritual discomfort, these can be tricky because they're definitely more related to whatever story is going on. It may even be a tape that's running that you didn't originally make. It may have been something that was given to you. It may have been an insecurity or some sort of issue that you're moving into a space. You know, let's say you join a choir and you're getting ready to go and you're going to sing as a part of this choir. And right as you go on, somebody goes, well, you know you never could sing. Boom. You are suddenly in discomfort because the mindset that you had is like, yeah, I can do this. I can do this. Suddenly that one person inserts, you know, that little piece of data that is not even necessarily true. And it becomes your reality. What we take on as our reality has a lot to do with how we handle comfort and discomfort. If this is an issue of, you know, just feeling uncomfortable in yourself, uncomfortable in your body, uncomfortable in your situation, take a look at it. Because sometimes behind the discomfort is actually a really amazing gift. There is something on the other side of most of the things that challenge us that allows us to move forward and to grow. And it's through looking at it, facing it, owning it, or whatever part of it we need to own, and then saying, okay, what is being given to me? What is the gift behind this? And this is something that I practice constantly. When something comes up into my face, into my field, whatever, even if it's a body ache, you know, it's like, okay, what is the gift that this is trying to give me? And by doing that, what it does is it kind of shifts the energy behind it. It doesn't become some sort of, your changes from some sort of cosmic punishment or karmic debt to, all right, this is just kind of one of those tough lessons. I mean, very few people suddenly gain, you know, wisdom by going to Disneyland. I wouldn't rule it out. I would say it's possible. Generally, most of the time when we are reaching a place of growth, reaching a place of gained wisdom, it's usually from something that really challenged us. It's like working a muscle. When you work that muscle and work that muscle and work that muscle, the muscle becomes strong. I always find it funny when people will say, oh, I just, you know, I pray for patience. I pray for, you know, my patience, you know, is an issue for me because that causes me to be uncomfortable because I get very impatient. So I pray every day for patience. And I remind them that it's like, okay, if you're praying for patience, basically you're asking the universe to improve your ability to be patient, right? And it's like, oh, yes. I said, well, you understand that that only happens by having your patience challenged constantly. And they look at me and go, oh, well, I don't want that. Like, well, that's kind of what you asked for. And that's the best way for it to work. It's the best way for it to happen. When we go into a place of looking at what makes us uncomfortable, whether it's speaking out in public, whether it's dealing with a particular individual, whether it's just being able to say no. I mean, my gosh, there are so many people who are so uncomfortable with the idea of telling somebody no and not explaining it. That is a really challenging piece to be in because there's part of us saying, you know, well, I want to be nice, I want to support, I want to do this, and that's all well, good, and wonderful. And when we reach that place of placing that other person as a priority over ourselves, we don't take care of the one who we need most to keep us moving, which is us. Our minds, our bodies, our spirits, our journey, our individual journey. And it can be very easy to just casually say, well, you're uncomfortable, so get comfortable. And the question is how? How do we move ourselves from that place of not only the self-talk, but of being in a particular energetic field, aligning with a particular frequency that resonates with discomfort? You know, there are some people who just seem to love being uncomfortable. They seek out situations where they create a situation that they are going to feel uncomfortable, then they're going to complain about how uncomfortable they feel, and then as soon as they get out of that one, you notice that they find an almost identical situation that will lead to more discomfort. And it's almost like it's a seamless continuation. They get out of one mess and straight into another, and it's always about, man, I really don't like this situation. I really don't feel comfortable in this. So what is the gift of discomfort? One, it allows us to reevaluate in that moment what it is that we're doing, the direction we're going in, and the choices that we're making. When we take a look at really what is at the heart of the discomfort, because pretty much it's almost never what the surface discomfort is. Okay, let's talk about the idea of public speaking. And understand, and I've mentioned this, I think, a few times before, when I was a child, I stuttered very, very badly. And it was tremendously uncomfortable for me to think about getting up and speaking in front of anyone because, one, I knew there would be places I was going to catch, and two, and any person who stutters can support on this one, the idea of someone else finishing your sentence or they're taking guesses at what it is that you were planning on saying, or they get that kind of impatient look. So let's look at public speaking. Getting up in front of people can be very uncomfortable. But is it getting up in front of people that's uncomfortable? it may be that it's not necessarily getting up in front of people, but it's being vulnerable. Because it feels very vulnerable. It feels like you're in a place of being judged. And that can be a very tough place to be in, because then it becomes, okay, I'm being judged. Who is my worst judge? Me. And then the self-talk comes in. It's like, well, what do you mean you're getting up in front of people? You know you hesitate. You know you do this. You know you do that. You know you're not a good public speaker. Why are you here? And all that is just trying to protect you. All that is just trying to keep you safe. And being able to make a choice to go, okay, I hear you. I get it. And I'm going to do it anyway. Because really nothing totally horrible will happen to me. Worst case scenario, I'm going to get embarrassed. And for some people, that creates a lot of discomfort, the idea of being embarrassed. The idea of having other people think less of what they're saying or doing or judging them. So as you move into that place of going into the eye of the storm, being surrounded by that discomfort, but then finding that spot, that quiet spot right in the middle where you can take a moment and say, oh, okay, wait a minute. What is the reality of this situation? What is the reality of my discomfort? Because I will automatically dispel whatever the first thing that I think that I'm just uncomfortable about. That gets set aside. That's a part of the wrapping paper. You take it off, and well, except for those people who fold it up and crease it and, you know, and make sure the tape is gone. And yeah, you know, at Christmas time, that always drives me nuts because it's like, oh my God, let's unwrap it. But they're like, okay. But that's the way they manage it. And my discomfort at watching them do it slowly, yeah, that has nothing to do with them. That's all me. Because I think that it should be done a different way. And I feel what I need and what I choose and, you know, what I believe is not being given its proper respect. And maybe that's also a part of some of the discomfort that we feel. Is that our expectations are not being met. When we're uncomfortable in a relationship, it may be that for some reason, somehow on some level, expectations that we set up are not being met. And we want and expect to be comfortable. We want and expect to be able to move through life and maybe with a few bumps, but when the bumps happen, it's not fun. And stretching ourselves, going into those gray areas, is actually an excellent practice in learning how to find that comfortable place in the midst of discomfort. Because really, you cannot work these pieces unless you're in it. It is not about everything being roses all the time. Because, you know, I never met a rose that didn't have a thorn. And that's their nature. That's a part of what they are. And going through life, there are going to be those places where it is not fun. It is not cool. We're scared. We're angry, you know, which behind anger a lot of times is fear. So when you look at what really are the things that are causing your discomfort, what are causing, you know, where do you feel it in your body? That's always a really good clue as to, you know, what your emotional state is, where you're feeling it. And by looking at, okay, where in my body do I feel this discomfort? Because sometimes even when we think about the stuff that makes us uncomfortable, we can still feel it. It manifests in our body. Our heart rate changes depending on how much we start really obsessing on it. You know, our pulse rate will change, our respiration will change. And even though the situation does not exist, just by mentally calling it up, you know, an aggravating situation with a family member, we can actually drive ourselves to that level of, well, what the heck is this? Without even having the person in the room. And then we start the mental conversation that, you know, it's like, well, if they were here, this is what I'd say to them, and they don't, you know, they don't understand, and da-da-da-da. And while that's an interesting study, it is an interesting practice. Does it really serve you? Finding that place of going, whoa, 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 back the truck up. How much of this is real and how much of this is story? How much of this is fact and how much of this is something that I'm telling myself that I really, really, really don't want to get wrapped up into? So as you look at the things that make you the most uncomfortable, look at the idea that behind them is a tremendous, amazing, wonderful gift. It's sort of as if there was an envelope taped to the wall in the far end of the room and you knew it contained a check for $1 million. But between you and it was like, you know, 10 feet of horse manure, 3 feet high. You knew that check for $1 million was in there, you'd certainly go, you know what? I can take a wade through some horse manure. I am willing to go through that because I know there is something very cool waiting right over there for me. And even if I have to be a little uncomfortable, I can deal with that. One of the indigenous practices that I truly, truly, truly love are sweat lodges. And in indigenous tradition, it is so amazing how the idea of discomfort is actually incorporated into a prayerful process or a spiritual process. The idea of fasting, the idea of being on a vision quest, staying up all night, the idea of enduring a certain level of discomfort because there is a wisdom that comes from that, that, you know, that you can be able to access, and that there are certain aspects of spirituality that you can connect most to by kind of challenging yourself, because that's that part of letting go of, you know, the moment, letting go of the stories, letting go of being present in a non-productive way. If you're being present and you're being present in a harsh moment or a harsh story, that's not helping. Being able to move beyond what is physically comfortable and what is physically uncomfortable and going into that place of it not mattering, of where it is no longer important. Recently, I was at a Native American ceremony in South Dakota, and outside of our tent, I went into the tent, in and out several times, nothing. And my friend was coming into the tent, and a rattlesnake immediately reacted that I did not see, that did not react to me, but it reacted to her. And she had been in a state of, you know, worrying about a whole bunch of different things. And so afterwards, we talked, and she was talking about, oh, well, this and that problem and this problem. I said, you know, when you heard that rattle, did you have any problems? And she said, well, I only had one. It was making sure I wasn't going to get bitten. I said, but did any of the other stuff bother you? And she thought, she said, well, no. And it was, and being 3 feet from a rattlesnake is, to say the least, uncomfortable. And yet in that moment, she was able to see past, okay, all this stuff really is not that important. Hopefully it does not take a rattlesnake to kind of move you into that space. But really, think about the idea of looking at the discomfort, one, as only temporary, because it is. It is not going to last. You know, extremely comfortable situations do not last. Extremely uncomfortable situations do not last. You're going to move past it one way or another. And in the process, there's something very, very cool that is waiting for you if you're willing to take a look at it. Look at really what is the gift behind the discomfort, and that is the way that you can become comfortable with. So I want to thank you all for hanging out with me again on this lovely Thursday. I'm here in the Bay Area, and actually the weather is very nice, and it's a great day, comfortable or not. If you think about it, everything is, it's only a little uncomfortable. And if it's more than a little, figure out what action you need to take to be able to change it. So we have a lot going on. Check out the meetup.com/divine events to find out about an awesome concert that is happening on the 18th in Santa Cruz, California. And it is going to start at 7 o'clock. It is at the Unity Church in Santa Cruz on Broadway. And so, as I said, take a look at www.meetup.com and look up Divine Events, and you'll be able to find an awesome link to get to that website and get more information on that. And I will be holding some classes here in the Bay Area, and if you'd like to know more about those, you can check my office website at www.the-healing-house.com. I'm going to be doing a talk here in San Jose on Druidry, which is a subject near and dear to my heart. And I'm also going to be doing a weekend intensive class with it and some really cool stuff that comes with these types of healing traditions. I'm also going to be at this really interesting gathering called the Trinity Fair, which is going to be on August 12th, Sunday, from 10 to 5, and that is at the National Holistic Institute of San Jose, and that's on Tisch, T-I-S-C-H, Way 1, Plaza South. The address is 3031 Tisch Way, and you can also find out about that at www.thetrinityfair.com. And, just lots of very cool stuff that is going to be going on. And I will be there with my books. I will be doing healing work on folks. So if you are, anywhere in the area, please stop by. And as always, if you say you're a Healing House Radio listener, you get your book for free and autographed. So the other thing I have going on is, speaking of Druidry, and for those of you who are interested or want to find out more about it, maybe one of these days I'll do another radio show on it. It is a Celtic tradition that is based in a deep connection with the earth. And if you go to meetup.com and enter the Druid's Grove, you will be able to see a lot of the stuff I'm doing, classes I'm teaching, and just, find out about some new information. Now, if you are out somewhere else and you would like me to come where you are and maybe do a talk or hang out or, talk about almost anything you'd like, you can email me through the Healing House website. Again, that's www.the-healing-house.com, and you'll be able to get information about the idea of me coming out and doing a talk wherever you are. So I will be in the chat room for a little bit after we finish the show. So if there's any of you who are logged into the chat room right now, if you'd like to hang out for a few minutes, I will be happy to log in and we can chat. And also, if you have any questions, you can put them in there and I'll answer them to the best of my ability. And also, if you would like to reach me, you can reach me. My office number is 408-372-2840. So I want to thank you all for joining me. We will be back next Thursday at 2 o'clock, regular time, Pacific Standard. And may all your discomforts teach you something. And may you all be able to find the gifts behind it. And no matter what, you can be comfortable because this too shall pass. This is Dr. Eileen with Healing House Radio. I wish you all a wonderful week, and we'll see you next week. Everyone, take care.